Elissa Walker Campbell. We are back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio. And in our next segment, we're going to take time to reflect on some of the biggest Olympic moments and memories that have taken place. And the NFL preseason, it is here, and it is time for some NFL news and notes. Here to help us kick things off in our next segment from ESPN, the one and only, always a Big E favorite, the great Freddie Coleman. Good evening, Freddie.
Good evening, Miss E. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. And I tell you what, the Rio Olympics, they've been a lot of fun to watch, a number of highlights for me. But I'd love for you to single out for us some of your favorite Olympic memories for our audience tonight. And I'm sure you're not just talking about the gold medal winning performances.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm still blown away by what Katie Ledecky did last Friday,
yes.
Where it was just her, Water, Lanes, and no other swimmer around in the 800-meter free. And it's just amazing at 19 years of age, the top 13 marks in the history of the 800-meter swimming event. She owns all of those marks. I love what she was able to do. I enjoyed the final swan song for Michael Phelps. I mean, his fifth Olympiad. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest Olympian of all time, in my opinion, with the gold medals and the consistency of greatness that he has shown from the first Olympiad through his final one, because he says he's not going to be around in 4 years. And you know what? I don't blame them. When you have a son and you have a fiance, you have a beautiful family waiting for your time and attention, I completely understand where that goes. And you can't forget about Simone Biles getting four gold and one bronze medal in the Olympics, and people considering her one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. That's the kind of effect that she had, and her performances were just otherworldly, and that smile and that grace and that humility,
uh-huh.
and just enjoying what she does and enjoying being the Olympic experience and going out there and dominating. Those are the three that I'm going to remember most from the Rio Olympics.
Glad you're with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. You're listening to the Big E Sports Show as we go one-on-one with Freddie Coleman of ESPN. Of course, Freddie was just talking about the highlights of Michael Phelps, the USA women's gymnastics, Simone Biles. But what about the cyclist Kristen Armstrong? The determination she showed to win gold the day before her 43rd birthday, and after that race when she collapsed in exhaustion, and just her 5-year-old son who was lifted over the fence and he sprinted into her arms. I mean, there's nothing like a mother's love, right?
I'll tell you what, anytime we talk about the genesis of the Olympic spirit or what typifies the Olympic spirit, I can't think of a better instance than you see somebody who took time away from a sport, because we know how it is for women in sports. People try to make it as difficult on them as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you take time off to start a family, people will say you're cheating yourself, you're cheating your sport, which is one of the most idiotic things I've ever heard of in my life. And then when you do that, when you decide to have a family, people wonder if you're going to come back. I'm thinking you can give birth to a child, you can come back and be a part of your event. I think you're going to be okay from that standpoint. And just to see and see the visceral reaction that so many people had to that, whether you're a mom or whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, whether you're a parent, so many people just were galvanized by seeing that. And like you said, that mother's love, because her son was so thrilled for his mom,
mm-hmm.
and his mom was so thrilled that she got a chance to do that and have someone that's closer to her than anybody else being a part of that. Those are one of the beautiful things that we've seem to see happen in the Olympics in so many different ways. But it always, always touches everybody's hearts when you see something like that.
How exciting, you know, for Kristen, too, to be able to share that dream with her son. Because, you know, as you're talking about, when you become a parent, you see the world differently, and you definitely grow as a person.
You can't be that selfish human being that you were before you had children. I mean, you can try to do that, but that
Amen.
Doesn't make you a good parent. Yeah,
that's
I think
right.
we're all speaking from experience between you
uh-huh.
and your family and me and my daughter. So there's so many sacrifices that parents are willing to make and parents should continue to make for their kids, because you have to do everything you can to make sure this world is going to be better for your child and impart great values and great wisdom to that child. And what a better way to show exactly, hey, I didn't give up. I'm your mom, and I wanted to do this, and I got back out there, and I did it. You can't imagine what kind of great lesson that would be, not just for her son, but for any child out there who may see their parent get knocked back a little bit, but got back on that horse, was able to ride that horse, finish the race, and win the race, and get all the accolades that goes with it.
Yeah, cyclist Kristen Armstrong, she wins her third straight gold medal, makes history. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit. I mean, who are some of the athletes that perhaps have been the biggest disappointment in Rio in your mind?
That's a slippery slope kind of question, because anytime you get to the Olympics, I'm always going to be the belief that no matter where you finish, no matter what you do, the fact that you're among the best of the world,
yes.
even if you don't qualify for
mm-hmm.
a semifinal or a final, I don't look at somebody being disappointing. I don't look at somebody kind of being short of the mark, because when you train so hard for that one moment that you hope that moment is going to be yours every 4 years, and you don't know if the next time the Olympics roll around, if you're going to be a part of it, or if you want to be a part of it, or if you're going to qualify to be a part of it. I have never looked at anybody that qualified for the Olympics that no matter what their results are going to be, no matter what the results turn out to be, that it's a disappointment. Yeah, you want to win. You want to compete and do your best and be your best and have that recognized, and you hope that you're able to win. But when you get a chance to be on that kind of stage, no matter what event it is, Missy, man, I don't look at anybody having a disappointing Olympics. I mean, anybody else can put expectations on them, and that's on them. But I don't put those kind of expectations because, as far as I'm concerned, you've gone above and beyond what maybe you could have thought or anybody could have thought about being a part of the Olympic experience.
You know, a huge star 4 years ago in the Olympics was, of course, Missy Franklin. And my heart was just breaking for her that she was not able to live up to expectations. Just give us an assessment of her performance. I know she was muscling through, you know, a difficult back injury.
Well, and when you do that and you look at the competition now that she has to deal with, just in her own country, so many talented swimmers continue to come up through the ranks. I mentioned Kate Ledecky. How about Simone Manuel, what she was able to
absolutely
do? She's a young star on the rise. So I know the injury definitely affected Missy Franklin, but I give her all the credit in the world for going out there and just being a part of that, number one. And number two, it could have been very easy for her to not hide her disappointment. She didn't hide it, but that didn't keep her from cheering on her team and being a part of that. And she said a big part of that was that Michael Phelps was so instrumental in bringing everybody together, where he said, yes, you should compete. You want to beat your opponent, even if the opponent is on the same team. But that doesn't mean that you can't root for them, because we're all going for the same goal and we're representing the same country. She even said that had a big effect on her, that whatever disappointment she was going through and that she was a part of, she said, but we're representing the United States. Not everybody gets a chance to do that. So I applaud her for not only being there, but also not allowing her disappointment or her lack of great finishes to affect how she felt about her team, how she felt about her comrades in arms, trying to go out there and get that gold medal, whether it was collectively or individually.
Glad you're with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. You're listening to the Big E Sports Show as we go one-on-one with Freddie Coleman. You know, Missy Franklin went only 21 years of age. She's such a delightful young lady. I enjoyed her interview. I don't know if you caught it with Mike Tirico. I was so inspired just listening to her, thinking, wow, she is way ahead of her time. That's the kind of young lady I'd like my son to bring home one day.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of people, your mothers and dads, that are feeling the same way that you did. And I thought the same thing watching that interview. And then it struck me, I said, oh, my goodness, she's 21 years of age. And when you think about it, she kind of went through the same thing that Gabby Douglas did, where you were such a celebrated star 4 years ago. And then 4 years later, a new star is there. Katie Ledecky in swimming, Simone Manuel. And then on the other side, Simone Biles in gymnastics. And people look at you differently, mainly because the people that you were competing against were doing otherworldly things. And it made it seem as if you fell short. Sometimes somebody's just in a different galaxy, and it's their time to get their shine on. It was like that for Missy Franklin and Gabby Douglas 4 years ago. But that doesn't mean they're less Olympians, because the results this time around were not the same as they were 4 years ago in London.
Did you see Missy Franklin's homecoming in her home state of Colorado? She posted on Instagram all these personalized heart messages that were on her front lawn, just hundreds of messages, you know, from her community, how much they love her, they support her, and they know that she's going to be back. I don't know if you'd seen that, Freddie.
I didn't see it, but when you get one big group hug from the people that were there with you before you became Missy Franklin, the celebrated figure, you can't imagine how much that means to you, because anybody can be celebrated when you've been able to conquer a lot of mountains. It's easy to feel that celebration and to feel that love.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that you still have support of people that knew you before you were on that world stage, I can't even imagine what that must have been like for her to see that and say to herself, you know what? I may have felt disappointed, but I didn't disappoint people that care about me. And as long as I have that, I'm going to be okay no matter what.
Oh, Missy Franklin, an exceptional woman, an exceptional Olympian. Freddie Coleman of ESPN. Hey, he is back with us at SB Nation Radio. Go to SBNationRadio.com. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. That's right. We love to hear from all of our listeners. Join us at Twitter at eRadio. And you can also email the show at info@eRadiosports.com. Our Rio Olympic coverage continues right here at SB Nation Radio after this quick timeout.